Everybody, today my mommy is going to talk about Dwight D. Eisenhower.
Thank you, Noah, for introducing Dwight D. Eisenhower, the 34th President of the United States. After 20 consecutive years with a Democrat in the White House, Republican Dwight D. Eisenhower won the election of 1952 by a landslide. Dwight David Eisenhower was the last president born in the 1800s and was the third of seven sons his parents would have. He graduated from the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and later served as Supreme Commander of the Allied Forces during the second half of World War II. Dwight D. Eisenhower was so immensely popular after World War II that both the Republicans and Democrats were trying to get him to run for president at the head of their parties. When reporters asked him about his thoughts about running for president, Eisenhower said, "I'm a soldier, and I'm positive no one thinks of me as a politician. In the strongest language you can command, you can state that I have no political ambitions at all." Nobody, least of all Dwight D. Eisenhower, could have anticipated at the time that just a few short years later, Eisenhower would become president. Dwight D. Eisenhower finally accepted his calling and decided to run as a Republican with Richard M. Nixon as his running mate. His campaign promise was to end the Korean War, which was welcome news to many Americans who saw the war as unnecessary. The sitting president at the time was Harry S. Truman, and you may remember from last week's episode that the S in his name didn't stand for anything. In contrast, the D in Dwight D. Eisenhower did stand for something, his middle name David. It wasn't his first, middle, or last name that many people prefer to call him, but rather his nickname Ike. He defeated Adlai Stevenson handily in 1952 and then by an even wider margin in 1956. Despite being a war hero, President Eisenhower took a very non-militaristic approach to the presidency. He said, "Dollars and guns are no substitute for brains and willpower." As promised, he ended the Korean War within 6 months of taking office. When the Vietnam War broke out, he also didn't want to get involved, although many of his advisors urged him to send American troops for fear that communism would spread if Vietnam fell to communism. In 1957, the Soviets launched Sputnik, a 184-pound satellite, into space. President Eisenhower was not pleased that the Soviets beat America into space and created the National Aeronautics and Space Agency, or NASA, for the purposes of catching up with the Soviets in the race to space. During his 8 years in office, the Cold War between the United States and Soviet Union was still brewing. The Soviet military even shot down an American spy plane that was gathering information for Eisenhower. Despite the constant tension between the two superpowers, things never escalated into military combat, as both countries focused their energy on trying to win the space race. Eisenhower's second term came to an end in 1961 as he was replaced by John F. Kennedy. Despite being from the rival Democrat political party, John F. Kennedy showed a tremendous amount of respect for former President Eisenhower by reinstating him as Army General at the age of 70. Despite his numerous successes leading Allied troops in World War II and in his 8 years in the White House, Dwight D. Eisenhower claimed that his happiest moment came in February 1968 when at 77 years old, he was playing golf and shot his first and only hole-in-one. Join Olivia and her dad tomorrow when they get curious about electricity. Until next time, stay curious.